Track 6, Vision Norfolk's Tip of the Month. As I said earlier, this month's Just Talk is full of surprises. If you listened to Chatterbox a week ago, you would have heard about golf for the visually impaired. This month's Vision Norfolk tip is about another sport, visually impaired tennis. Tony Stimpson is ready to serve.
VI tennis, also known as vision impaired tennis, blind tennis or sound tennis, was created in Japan in 1984 and has grown to be an incredibly popular sport for people living with sight loss around the world. It implements several adaptations to traditional tennis, which can be used to make the game accessible to all players regardless of their sight condition. Outside of formal competitions, adaptations can also be mixed and matched to allow the games to be played fairly between friends and family with different levels of sight and ability. In formal competition, VI tennis players are separated into different classifications based on their remaining sight to ensure fair and equal competition. The classifications also determine some of the adaptations. For example, B1 is played blindfolded. Players are allowed 3 bounces of the ball and nets are lowered. B2 to B5 are on a spectrum of partial sight with either 3, 2 or just 1 bounce of the ball. All categories are played with tennis balls that are larger and have beads or bells, meaning that they move slower and make a sound when they bounce. The additional bounce allows players to hear where the ball is and have more time to locate it. Some games are played on special smaller courts using shorter rackets. Some courts also have tactile lines so players can feel where they are. Alternatively, players can ask umpires or any other spotter about their own position on court. It is common practice in VI tennis to announce before starting a serve. Before starting the motion, the server must call ready and wait for the receiver to reply yes. The receiver has the right to say no and then inform the server when they are ready. For tennis players for fun, all these adaptations can be used, or just some, depending on the court, equipment and personal availability and the needs of the players. In games where players have different levels of sight, it could be that the sighted player is allowed fewer bounces and no volleying to enable an even playing field. Most VI tennis is played for fun, but there are competitions for more serious players across the UK, and bids are being made for it to be made a Paralympic sport. Currently, the highest level of competition is the International Blind Tennis Championships. If you're interested in giving tennis a try, Vision Norfolk currently offers a fortnightly tennis session at Waterloo Park in Norwich, run with a coach from the National Tennis Association. There are also monthly tennis sessions at the Galston Tennis Club and special weekly sessions available at East Anglia Tennis and Squash Club for children and young people over the age of 6. For more information about any of these sessions or other accessible activities you can get involved with, please call Vision Norfolk on 01603 573 000 or you can email office@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Thank you, Tony. That's fascinating.